Good evening, everybody. This is the I Am Well show, and this is your host, Annemieke van Eijkerk from the Netherlands. My co-host for tonight is Rhonda Harrison, and tonight's guest is Dennis Dish, if I pronounce that well, and he is a person that works with energy. He has several gifts and is a little bit shy about it. Wait a minute, I think I have to close a few windows. I seem to have feedback. I hope it is better now. Dennis is already with us, live on the air. If you would like to have a reading, if you would like to call in and speak with Dennis, then please, when you're outside the United States, please first dial 001 or from Australia 0011. And then the call-in number is 347-838-9142. Then you'll get a message, and please, after the message, dial 1. It doesn't say so, but we can't see you wanting to be on the show if you don't dial the 1 after the message. So please keep that in mind. So now we're going to welcome Dennis to the show. Good evening, Dennis. How are you?
Hi. How are you? I'm doing wonderfully. And yourself?
Yes. Okie doke. Good that you're doing wonderful, because we will be talking a bit about you, and we're welcoming callers to the show. I explained that all. Dennis, a little bit about you. Who is Dennis? Where are you from? And what kind of work do you do, energetically speaking?
My name is Dennis Deitch. That's a hard one for people to get. It's in any regard. I just work with energy. I do a lot of, I'm really connected to nature, right? Like in the physical, and I work a lot with the metaphysical realms. And I do a lot of work in dream time, right? They call it dream time. It's you know, there's many different aspects in regards to dream time. There's astral, there's multidimensional planing, right? And so I'm kind of like a conduit, right? As both you lovely ladies are as well. And I've been doing it for a little bit, somewhat intuitive and empathic, and like you mentioned, among other things, what can I say? I'm just Dennis, I'm not a doctor, not an author, I'm not a writer, whatever like that.
Well, I've been talking with you for a few times, and when we talked, it was quite long, and I can say there's no such thing as just Dennis. In your case, you're quite special, and I'm not someone who is easily astounded. In your case, I can say you're rather special. You're just a little bit shy, but that's okay. When I started out, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Everybody's listening to me. Jesus, you know? And I got sort of thrown into the lion's den when I started with the show. I had never done a radio show. I'd called in a few times, but that was it. And I got thrown that show in my lap. And 3 days after I did my first show, the former show host died. So I was completely on my own and left alone. So that wasn't quite handy. I was quite nervous, so I understand that very well. You've never been on radio before, and most of our guests usually have been on radio before. So this is your first time. You're a virgin on radio. You told me something about, in introducing yourself, about dream time. So during your dreams, you process a lot of work that other people might do when they're awake.
Right.
So can you say a little bit more about what it is, if you even can put it in words. What do you do in dream time?
Well, see, for the most part, what I figured out was, for the most part, you know, like you know, I dream lucid, whatnot. I remember my dreams, whatnot, and what I was finding is that I'm bringing a lot of subconsciousness in into my dream time, a lot of 3D events or situations that I haven't processed, right, in my dream time. Like from 3D, I bring it into my dream time, and this was really getting in my way of accessing my unconsciousness, and I was trying to figure out how is it that I can access this higher realm per se, and I was figuring it out. And so I started to see, meditation. So I started to clear my subconscious before I go to sleep, right? So that, you know, my I'm open, available, right, to extend past further through my subconscious through this 3D. And I found it for myself very beneficial to sort out any discrepancies, any friction that I might have had, you know, with people or situations or whatnot within this 3D physicality. And when I started to do that, the dreams that really deep, they became more on the surface, per se, so that I can see them better, right? Because when they're deep down, you know, like when you're looking into an ocean, you can't see the bottom, right? You can see the surface, and the surface is what subcon is, right?
Mm-hmm.
What 3D is, right?
Yes.
And when I started doing this, and I was thinking, this is really interesting, and so I would clear if I had an argument, or if, you know, like with a coworker or whatnot, okay, you know, like this, it becomes, okay, for me, it becomes a lifestyle, and you know, like when, you know, say maybe a cashier might give me the wrong change, or have a bad attitude, or the gas attendant was, you know, having a bad day or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't let that carry with me, right? Because it, you know, that's unfair to myself, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I started to clear this stuff. I started, you know, figure it out and understand it for where it was coming from, and my reaction to it, which is very important, because if you don't do that, then it's going to go straight into your dream time. And again, a lot of people don't, from what I understand, a lot of people don't remember their dreams, but a lot of my friends are mentioning that they're starting to remember their dreams. And this is a good first step, because when we start remembering our dreams, we start learning from them, and this is when during wake time, we can apply that lesson per se into 3D physicality, and
mm-hmm.
so that we don't need to carry that with us. We've learned, grown, expanded from that experience.
Yes.
We're not holding on to it no more.
Absolutely.
Right. And for me, it frees up it frees up my quote unquote dream time, because, you know, to tell you the truth, Annie, when we go to sleep and close our eyes, we're not so much unconscious. We are completely conscious. We're just not aware of it. And when we start remembering, we can bring that back we are not so much, we do hold a physical vessel,
yes,
which does hold a physical heart, you know, lungs, organs, a meat suit, people call it.
It's a good thing we have all that. It would be very difficult without.
Yes, of course. You know? And it's like, yeah, but at the same time, we have, and there's other mentions that I've heard from people, of our higher being, of our higher self, per se, right? This is our unconscious.
Dennis, can I interrupt you for a second?
Yes, please do, please do, please do.
You have a wonderful way of explaining things, and I understand completely what you mean. And it seems the listeners do too, because there is a listener that has posed a question to the chat room. And this question is that you explain it so beautifully. Can you also teach this to other people?
Yeah, I do. It's.
People are saying here they're interested in you, the way you explain how wonderful you do it, the person that you are, and are relating to you and think that it would be a wonderful thing if you could teach.
Well, this is something that I find is really important. Because we are so distracted by 3D situations.
Yes.
I've shared with a few people, many people actually, because when they question me in regards to dream time, I'll give basics per se whatnot. And when they'll come back to me and they'll say, well, you know, I didn't get this and I didn't get that. And, you know, then I'll ask them, you know, what are you doing? Right? Like in your wake time, because that's very, very important, is what you're doing in your wake time. It's like this, just to give a little analogy, is if you had a sink full of water, that is clear water. Okay. And you put a couple of drops of dye in, right? You can see the dye, how it, you know, reacts to the water, right? But if you put a like your finger or a stirring spoon or something like that, and you mix it all up, and it all becomes all like together, so there's no separation, so it's all like together, and it becomes all confusing and everything, right? See, this is creating chaos from the order that was originally created, right? So it's difficult to get back there, right? To separate, you know, like to bring the order back in. So it's like, you know, you have to empty that sink out, refill it with brand new water, and put more drops of dye in, so that you can, you know, try it again, right? Try not to put your hand in the water and mix it all up. Because your hand is 3D, right? and just to witness the dye droplets interact with the water. See, that's what it kind of is like. It's these dye droplets is 3D, and the water is the universe.
Yes.
And the all that is. And if you don't mix it up too much, you're good. You're good to go.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Then it's not confusing. If you live in the now and the universe is all nice and that, but we live in the now, and when we have time and when it is safe, you know, not using heavy machinery or being in a car in heavy traffic, then it's okay to use it. But for God's sake, you know, it's like texting and driving. Don't do it.
Oh, no. Don't do the texting and driving.
Oh, here someone has a question for you. The processing in dream time that you do, because I know you do a lot more than just clearing your own subconscious. I know you do work, actually, when you are, you know, for other people without them asking or with them asking. Have you used this, the work in dream time, for healing or for other applications? Is a clear question here. People would like to know specifically what you do.
Well, you know, I do this all the time, and and it's interesting. It's interesting. You know, I work most of my work that people really don't see is during quote unquote dream time. You know, I see a lot of up and comers per se that are wondering what's going on, because I'm almost like a greeter, okay, I'll give them comfort or whatnot, that you know, don't be alarmed or anything like that. You know, you're just in a different space. You know, it's not planetary, and we work together. And it's like I'm in a classroom or in a building site or I'm just with a group of energies. Okay, many are from here. Okay. And also as well, talking interdimensionally, there are also ones that are wondering what humans are doing, and so they come to the classroom per se, quote unquote, and again it's like an interrelationship. It's coming together. It's understanding one with the other. And so again, you know, like I'm a go-between. And it's like, well this is this is the way I see things. And see, it's difficult to explain.
Like if you know that a friend or a family member of yours might have problems or is sick, can you work on that during your dream time?
Yes.
Okay. Because that was basically the question. If you could do it, you know, if you could do healing on another person in your dreams, because I do everything when I'm awake. I told all the divine entities to leave me alone when I'm in my bed, because I used to wake up tired. You, on the other hand, work during your sleep, but also when you're awake, of course. So basically, you do all the stuff that I do when I'm awake, you do it during your sleep. But I know you can also do things when you're awake, like you read a person's energy. When you're supposed to work on a person, you know, to find out if they are having a physical problem or an emotional problem or a mental problem or whatever, or they're asking you a question for whatever the question might be, and for you to get an answer, you read their energy. That's what you do. That's what we all do, right? We all work with the energy field of the other person.
Right.
And basically, that is what you do when you are awake, when you are conscious, right?
Right.
You can't do that when you're sleeping. I mean, then you're in the other planes doing all kinds of stuff. And also, I would like to tell to the listeners, it was mentioned that dentist friends are starting to remember their dreams. I would like to say that from my point of view, when you have a normal dream, you usually don't remember when you make a travel.
Right.
And I won't say astral travel because that's such a hot topic and everybody wants to do it. No, you travel in your sleep time to parallel universes, not necessarily being in control of where to go and knowing where you are,
right,
but just travel there and you remember what you saw, what you did, what happened. And you
right.
remember that when you wake up and you remember it days after. For anyone who's experiencing this, journaling is a good idea. Write your dreams down so that you can maybe see things shifting over time, over a period of several weeks or months, that you see the dreams or the experiences, I would say, shifting, and that you can start to understand what is really happening, what you're really doing, what you really are experiencing, and that you can see yourself also develop and grow in that. So, you know, people who have been doing that for years and years, basically usually don't journal anymore or just very little. People who just start to do that, I would absolutely recommend journaling. Keep a diary
right.
of your dreams. It's very important that you see and understand where you've been. And also when you start writing, more and more comes up, more details come up. And you might remember them sometime later, but when you look back at what the details were, you will find that you forget the little things that are so important. So it would be a good thing if you could do that. Dennis, let's say a person comes to you with a question. How do you work with such a person? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's a hot reading or a cold reading, if you know or don't know the person, but basically, how do you work?
Subtly. I work subtly. The way I work is I have the receiver per se, right? Figure it out on their own. Right. See, again, I'm just a conduit, you know.
Don't be so modest, because I've been talking to you for several hours before, not today, but a few weeks ago. And I know for a fact that, you know, we were tuning into each other's energy. We've told each other a lot of stuff, but what you have told me a lot of stuff about me as well, and about my situation, things that you saw, and you were very very subtle about it, as you already said. You were very subtle about it. You were very careful with what you said, and I challenged you to say more and to come forward and to trust that what you say is okay, because I think you're very, very spot on. I think you're very pure, and so if a person calls into the show and asks you a question, I'm sure that if you just if you would tune into that person, that you would be able to give an answer to their question. Now, ladies, please don't ask about your love life. We've had that, okay? Because I'm pretty sure that Dennis doesn't do love life stuff and things like that. If you have a really important question about yourself, then you're welcome to call in 001-347-838-9142. Then after the message, please press 1 so that we can see that you are in queue and we can welcome you to the show to speak with Dennis. We're going to go to a break in 3 minutes, so a quick one about people asking you just a little while ago if you could teach this, and not meaning right now on the air, okay? Would you be open to and willing to maybe teach people on the phone or teach people somewhere where you live, you know,
Of
that
course.
you maybe organize a Saturday or a Sunday that people, where do you live? People don't know where you are.
Oh, yeah. No, I live near Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
There you go. You live near Toronto. So everybody that would like to travel up there, you're welcome to visit Dennis. Dennis, how can people reach you?
On Facebook, message me.
Yeah, but most if anyone would like Dennis's Facebook, please just contact me, innersightmedium@gmail.com. innersightmedium@gmail.com. Ask for Dennis's Facebook, and I'll send you the link ASAP.
I'm always there, willing, right, to share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, because you know, as human beings, we're here to share an offer, you know, and to grow and expand and learn together, right? And
okay.
And this is the thing. All right, I'm not going to get too deep into it because you're coming up on break. So, yeah, and in regards to Dreamscape, yeah, we don't create them. They're put there. In front of us for a reason.
yes, obviously.
Yeah, so for sure, you know. But yeah, for sure, you know, like you know, if anybody has any questions or whatnot like that, you know, I'll offer my input. You know, it's something that.
Is there maybe an email address that people can also contact you on?
Yeah, I'm Dennis with two N's, Dennis TV Guy, @rogers.com.
Dennis TV Guy @rogers.com?
That's correct.
Good.
And yeah, if you want to talk, no problem. You know, no problem.
And is there any dots in between, or is it just Dennis TV Guy, or is there dots in between Dennis TV and Guy?
No, it's all one word, Dennis TV Guy.
Okay.
@rogers.com.
Wonderful. And I'm being prompted that we are going to the commercial break.
Okay.
So please stay tuned, and we'll be back with you right after the break with Dennis Dyche.
Welcome to the RBR Network of radio shows. The RBR Network and the Rimpert Broadcast Network are a part of a program being developed by James Rimpert Powell, founder of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics and the creator of the Radio by Rimpert Network. The RBR Network page is at www.blogtalk.com. radio.com/Rimpert, RENFORD. We encourage you to also check out Rimpert Broadcast Network at www.youtube.com. On Monday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Pam Drennan with the Cosmic Contact Show, and at 8 p.m. it is Keith Blanchard with the Searchers Roadmap Show. Then on Tuesday at 8 p.m. it is Anna Mika with the I Am Well Show. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., it is The No Show, hosted by Reverend Robert J.B. McMillan. At 8:30 p.m., James Rimpert Powell hosts the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, a 54-week program including support material and online coaching. On Thursday evenings, it is Daryl Clark coming to you from New York with the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., Eddie Milton is the host on Night Search, a program that has been on the air for 13 years. On Sunday at 11 a.m., the Core Concepts Show broadcasts the Core Concepts Lectures, which are held each Sunday. These are recordings of the Core Concept Lectures that we have each Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Fridays and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will feature recordings from our affiliate station, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The Bookman Television Show is broadcast on the Comcast Cable Network in Memphis each Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Bookman Show, the Core Concepts Lectures, and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program are all on the YouTube.com. You can access them by going to the Rempert Broadcast Network channel. We would like to invite you to visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics at www.im-cor.org. The books are available in the bookstore, and you can view all three degree levels of the Institute. There are three free e-books, a free e-zine you can download called Lightways, and an information packet for first-time authors called the Author Packet. Before we get back to our show, we want to invite you to go to the website of the Laws of Materials Wealth Personal Development Program at thelawsofmaterialwealth.com. Provides a look at the most comprehensive, interactive, and proactive personal development program available today. It includes the Laws of Material Wealth book, the workbook by the same name, 4 DVDs, a CD, an infomercial, 3 commentary outlines, and 54 weeks of support material and online coaching. Thank you for listening to the RBR Network of Shows. Enjoy the show.
And we're back after the break with guest Dennis Daesh, who has told us a lot about what he does during dream time, that he can travel to several planes, that he cleans up and clears out his subconscious before doing so, so his experiences from during the day don't get in the way of his travels during the night. He is open and willing to explain all this and teach this to people. He has explained some of it already live on the air. If you want to reach out to Dennis, you can find him on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Dennis.Daesh, and Daesh is D-Y-C-H-E. You can also email Dennis if you want, and that is DennisTVGuy@Rogers.com. And DennisTVGuy is one word, so DennisTVGuy@Rogers.com. And www.facebook.com/Dennis.Daesh, D-Y-C-H-E. Yes, you're welcome. And if you want to speak to Dennis live on the air, please do call in 347-838-9142. After the message, please press the 1 so that we can get you live on the air with us and you can talk to Dennis with your question. Dennis, let's say, okay, you're familiar with me. You know me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you would have to read my energy, and space and time is no problem there, okay? What could you tell me about me?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you're I know you're quite connected, familiar with Source Energy, right? And what you're doing now is very greatly appreciated, right? In gratitude, and you know, we thank you, right? And again, thank you for choosing to do what you do for us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you are a strong spirit. You know this. And you know people mention old souls or whatnot, this, that, and the other thing, blah. Yeah, you know, you've been, it's not your first time around the block, okay?
No, it's not. I've been around for a
while. Right. I didn't want to say that, but yeah, you've been around. And every time we walk around the block, we become more familiar with our surroundings, right?
Yes.
And with going
around the block, for those who are not catching on to it, we mean different lives on the wheel and the reincarnation process that we come back and the one life after the other, with more or less a little space in between, depending, you know, how many years in Earth time. But outside of Earth, there is no time. That's something we have invented. So basically, you come here to do all kinds of lives in the positive and in the negative. So, and I've been around. Okay, there are people who are younger souls or older souls or very new souls, and it all depends. And I've been around. So have you been, Dennis, and so has Rhonda been, or co-host. And I think that Rhonda has a question, if I am reading that right.
You're reading.
Come in, Rhonda.
Hi, Dennis. This is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
I'm the co-host / moderator for tonight's show. Can you pick up anything on me at all, like as to where I'm going in the near future?
Well, you have a lot of questions, right?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. You're right.
Yeah. And that's getting in the way of what you truly want, where you want to go, and again, this is causing distractions. You're getting averted a lot.
Right.
And it's called focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not focusing. See, your focus, your sight has become blurred, right? Because you're like, you got a lot on your plate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to, if you want E to P, okay? You got to look past the mashed potatoes and the meat, right?
Right.
to get to that pea. It seems simple. But it's not always. You have so much going on.
Physically, mentally, emotionally.
Well, all of the above.
Psychically, okay? Yeah.
Right. So it's okay. Right. This is what I mentioned. Okay. To individuals. And I will with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. The universe has everything. For us, you know, it offers us everything that is required for us. Okay, it's all right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we get all distracted and everything all hairy carry, we lose ground, right? And that's when we start getting all flighty and all over the map, right? So
mm-hmm.
It's just to be still, right? Just to be still and just breathe for a moment. Take time out for yourself, right?
Because
mm-hmm. you're being pulled all over the place, right? And that's not fair to you, right? And it's not fair to the other people, that other situations that you're engaged in,
mm-hmm.
right? So just to be still. And when these other people who are pulling on you say,
mm-hmm.
where's Rhonda? It's like, listen, I'm taking time out for me, okay? Oh, you're so selfish, but... And it's like, no, I don't think so. Listen, I got to do me stuff, okay? And that way, okay, you can get your feet back on the ground, right, which is really important. And again, you know, it'll bring, ground balance, focus, center, right? It'll bring more balance where that you spend so much energy on one aspect within your life, mm-hmm. or other people's lives, right? Because they want you part of that, right?
Yes.
And keep focus, you know, keep focus, right? Because when you're turning your head left, right, and center, all over the place, right, you're not grounded. You know?
True.
And just, you know, like I had one friend, you know, putting all your ducks in the row. You need to do this. Right? You really do.
Yeah. I mean, I can feel that without doing that, I get too weak.
Yeah.
Or too much energy going in too many different places, so then
right.
I can't put my main energy into my main focus.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yes.
You know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm going to check to see where our other caller just went to. So I'm going to let you guys continue, and I'll be right back, okay?
All right. Thank you, Rhonda.
Uh-huh.
That was a very beautiful reading you just did, and it was spot on. Yes. I know Rhonda already for, God knows, maybe 8 years, 9 years, maybe even longer. And, yeah. That was exactly how she is at the moment. But I also know Rhonda to be a very knowledgeable, a very wise person.
Well, she is.
Yeah, she knows a lot. She's very much into herbs and salves and ointments and stuff. She's really amazing at that.
And, you know, people take advantage of her, okay?
Yeah, she is good-hearted, and she should be more firm with people and tell them no. But for some people, that's just a hard thing to do.
Yeah, I can understand. You know, people look at me, okay, when I'll cut them off, I'll cut cords or whatever like that, whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? When it's,
yeah.
When it's negative energy, whatever like that.
Absolutely.
And, right, and it's like, you know, what are you doing? And it's like, well, done.
Yes, you don't have to please other people in order to be liked. If they don't like you the way you are, then they have to move somewhere else, you know.
I got, you know, I have this expression, right? And a few have mentioned it back on me, and I'm sure they've mentioned it to their friends. It's like, too bad, so sad, and next, right? Because
yeah.
I don't have time, okay? I can help you for so much, for so long,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, and when you're not getting it, I'm repeating the same thing over and over and over again. Well, it's not working. Right?
Yeah, your words fall on deaf ears, and then it isn't working. That's absolutely correct.
Right. And
it gets
like
boring when people don't listen.
Go ahead, please. Sorry.
Yeah, it gets boring when people don't listen. When they ask you a question and expect a certain answer, they're not getting
doesn't
that answer. And then they keep asking and keep asking and keep asking. But it's not helping because they will get the answer they need to get instead of what they want to get.
You know, people get me. They'll ask me, like, you know, I'll give them three times, okay? Once, okay, I understand, okay? Twice?
Yeah.
All right, okay, this is a learning curve, okay? Three times, it's like, no, I'm out, okay?
Yes.
Because, you know, there are other people that are asking questions, and I only have so much time.
That's right. That's right. You know? Yes, choose your battles wisely and don't waste your time on people who are not valuing what you're telling them. We have a lovely lady called Cheryl, and she would like to talk to you. She has a question, so we will be bringing Cheryl live on the show. Good evening, Cheryl.
And she would like to talk to you. She has a question, so we will be
Cheryl, would you please close the radio show on your computer because it's giving major feedback.
Okay.
This is better. Oh, I heard myself through your phone. That sounded so silly. Okay, go right ahead. Dennis is all yours.
Michelle.
Okay. Hi. Your reading.
Someone is typing.
Yeah, chirping. There's chirping, and I can't hear Cheryl.
Yeah, we can't hear Cheryl. We can't hear you. I don't know if you're typing at the same time that you're talking, but please.
No, I'm not typing.
Okay, so something is giving us sort of a clicking sound.
Move your telephone away from your face.
Like I said, I've been trying to get back into the workforce, and I was wondering what he sees, like, in the future of me being employed.
Mm.
Sounds weird.
Well, it's what you...
Hello.
Is what you're searching for now... what you're applying for now, is that actually what you really want to do?
A few of the jobs, yes. The other one, not so much, but it's a job.
All right, then drop that one. And how expansive is your search? You know, because I feel...
It's pretty expensive.
Pardon me?
I've been searching quite a bit for my job that I really want to do.
See, what I find... Okay. Yeah, you're... See, I don't know what it is. It's either you're... focusing too much on one particular company or you're not allowing other opportunities that you can go to in the same field. You got to put yourself out a little bit more. What I'm getting.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's, you know, it's. Mm-hmm. See, okay, it goes something like this. It goes. Yeah, it might be an area that might take a little bit more distance to get to or whatnot, right? It's you can't be too picky and choosy. Okay.
Oh, I'm not being picky and choosy. It is one field, and it various branches of the field that I've been doing.
Okay.
You know, I've been trying to. It's not just like this is a job and that's all I want. I've been going, you know, and applying for different areas of the same job. You know what I mean? Different branches of it.
Fields.
All right. Yeah, but,
fields,
but within one organization, though, right?
No. Within numerous organizations.
Around the area that we live?
Within, like, 20-mile radius of where I live.
All right. Don't know what it is. It's just the job market is saturated, and it would be difficult to pick up what you're looking for. Not saying that an opportunity won't become available. It's just be just make sure that that you make them constantly aware that you are available. You know, it's like you're not.
Ignored. I know. No, I don't ignore them. I call back and check on my apps all the time.
Okay.
So. All
right. Well, you know, it's hard. You know, it again, I don't know the area that you live in. But there are times where that you have to look outside of that 20-mile radius, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And adult.com, you'll be okay, right? It's just not now or tomorrow or next week, okay? See, what you got to do, right? What I do, I keep a positive outlook, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, right? Like, the universe picks up on that, right? And it's saying, okay, Cheryl, okay, it's over here. Like, Cheryl be looking over there. I said, no, Cheryl, it's right here. It's like, you know, it's over here, but it's not set up for you yet. So don't fret, right? We don't like this, right? When you feel as though that you're in quote unquote discombobulation, right? When you feel as though that you're all apart, separated, right? It'll come. No, you'll get what you want, okay?
Okay.
Again, it's not going to be tomorrow, right? You'll land something that, you know, fits right in with you, right? It's just going to take a little bit of time, that's all. You know, it's not going to be like a year or nothing like that, right?
Okay.
You know, I don't like giving timelines, right? Because everybody can manipulate their own timeline on how things
have
to be. But summer's good, right?
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
And that was Cheryl, who was asking about a job. And with that, I have to say that we're almost done with the whole hour. We got a few minutes left. I like to say, if Cheryl is still listening, think a bit about outside the box. And not just outside the 20-mile radius, but a little bit outside the box. And you might look in the area that you like working in, that you have experience in doing different things in, but there is more branches to it than you have been doing. So even though you think you might not be qualified for a certain job, I would like you to still apply. It might be that even though you're not qualified, they would like to train you on basis of you being so experienced in all the other fields already. So keep that in mind when you broaden the view a little bit. Think a little bit outside the box. And that's all I'm going to say to it. I thank Rhonda very much for being moderator and co-host for tonight. and Dennis for being my wonderful, lovely guest. It was his first time, and we threw him in the deep. Hey, Dennis? But it wasn't so bad, was it?
No, that was okay.
We were there all the time with you, so we didn't make it too hard on you. And I must say, when you catch your flow and you start talking, and you're amazing, and you don't even know it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. To our listeners, thank you very much for joining us every week during the show. Next week, we will have a most wonderful guest who makes amazing music and shares it with us during the show. And he is into a very mystical area. He is an amazing person. He is absolutely wonderful. So tune in next week when we have another I Am Well show. If you have questions, if there is a special person that you would like to see on the show, by all means, email me, innersightmedium@gmail.com, and I will try to honor your requests as much as I can. If you have questions, if you have anything at all about the show, address an email to me, innersightmedium@gmail.com, and I will connect back to you and make you a happy person. So, I'll see you all next week. Thank you very much for tuning in. And have a great evening. Bye-bye.